the psalm for the day. How many have read the psalm for the day according to our Bible schedule already? Okay. How many of you think that I'm going to open from that psalm? Not one of you. You are dead right. Amen, because I wanted some life. So I went over. Psalm 78 is a recording of the history of the Israelites and how God moved in their life and how they didn't obey him. They were stubborn. They didn't listen to him, etc. Well, I went to Deuteronomy 32 instead. That's our Old Testament reading. And I saw verses 3 and 4 and how this first verse goes along with the praise report. Pancreatic cancer gone. Are you kidding me, Lynn? Really? Really? A daughter calling that you haven't talked to for 12 years? Does prayer work? Does talking to God work? Does having the saints come together in community and pray together work? Amen? We got something. We're on the verge of something, and God's doing something great. So, verse 3 says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. How glorious is our God. Man, I could say that over and over and over today just on those two reports. He is the rock. His deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. How just and upright he is. Amen, amen, amen. Now listen to it from the King James. That was the New Living, and I like that translation. If I had only read it from the King James, this is what I would have gone away with. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. Well, that says it, but I will publish the name of the Lord? That sounds like I have to write a paper, and I don't want to do that. And I'm going to ascribe ye greatness unto my God? Well, I have to write again. No, I'm not doing that one. Let's see what the message says. For it's God's name I'm preaching. Respond to the greatness of our God, the rock. His works are perfect, and the way he works is fair and just. A God you can depend on. No exceptions, a straight arrow God. I like that one. That one talks to my heart, does it to yours? Amen. And God's word, an old translation, says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Give our God the greatness he deserves. He is a rock. What he does is perfect. All his ways are fair. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. He is honorable and reliable. Can we give a hearty amen to that? Amen. 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 That's our God. And he's doing so many things in the earth right now. Just turn on some of the Christian TV stations and hear what's happening in many countries around the world. It's exciting. The Spirit of God is being poured out on all flesh. We're in the midst of it. This is one of the most exciting times in the kingdom of God. This time that we're living in right now, rejoice, look up, and trust him for everything. And then we will come to say, let's stand together and let's say it from the New Living Translation, because this is what's in our hearts. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. How glorious is our God. He is the rock. His deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. How just and upright is he. We're in a river, and it's flowing, people. Let's jump in.